JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Righto, trade numbers are good for May, eh? Record.
Good for May. Yeah, there's some good stuff in there, and it involves wine, Mike, so that's always got to be good to talk about, hasn't it? Yeah, so this is overseas merchandise trade. There's a lot of data in here. These are the numbers for May, as you said, and I'm going to have to change some of my patter and some of my narrative, because to quote the inimitable Bob Dylan, times they are a-changing. Even if he did say that 60 years ago. Anyway, but look, there's a change in the pecking order of our export markets. There's a new number two for the moment. Anyway, we don't have a lasting trend, but the USA has overtaken Australia as our second biggest export market. I'll go into that in detail in a minute, but just at the high level, goods exports rose by 202 million in May to 7.2 billion. Imports rose 39 million. They're now at 7 billion. So we've got a monthly trade surplus at 204 million. It's the first time that monthly exports have reached $7 billion dollars. Now, that's not adjusted for price. So inflation does play a bit of a part in there as well. And April, May, they're typically the peak months for exports, but still we'll take it. We've got a high on the export number. So what's the US story? Well, we were over $1 billion worth of exports to the US in May, so that's the first time we've hit that mark. Big lift in beef exports, that's a good thing, so that's up 31% from May last year. The annual value of exports to the US is now $8.8 billion, and giving our trade profile over there a big boost is wine. So in the May 24 year, we exported $789 million worth of wine to the US. I suspect the bulk of that is Sauvignon Blanc because they love the New Zealand Savs over there. But that's more than sheep meat, natural milk constituents. It's by far the biggest market for our wine now. The second spot is the UK, which is 448 million, so long way ahead. China remains, as ever, at the moment, our key export market, so 17.9 billion. That's an awful long way ahead of the other markets. Just on those beef exports to China in May, they fell 45%. Yeah. For May, they were down 12% on last year. Total exports to China and Australia was down as well. But just looking at the year, Mike, annual goods exports were down by 3.8 billion. Imports were down by 10.9 billion. We still have an annual trade deficit of just over $10 billion. But to sort of compare that, last May, it was at $17.1 billion. So, look, all in all, I think you'll probably take those.
Yeah, we will take that, no question about it. Yeah. Poor old warehouse, yet more bad news yesterday.
Another day, another retail downgrade, Mike. Yesterday morning, we talked about Kathmandu. During the day, Warehouse joined that picture. So we're talking, they issued a guidance for their operating profit. For simplicity purposes, we'll call that earnings before interest and taxation. That's for the 24 financial year. Now, this is based on their retail trading conditions they've experienced so far in the fourth quarter. And to quote a word that is being used in almost every announcement, trading continues to be challenging. What's interesting is they say increasingly subdued consumer demand, so it's actually getting worse, further compounded by mild winter weather. That's resulted in lower than anticipated fourth quarter sales, so they now expect those 24 financial year sales from continuing operations to be between 6 to 7% lower than the prior year, so their underlying earnings to be in the range of 22 to 30 million. Just compare that to last year, Mike, so 22 to 30 this year. Last year, 83.4. So it's a very large drop. It looks like the second half of the year, I don't know, I need to look into these numbers a little bit more, but it looks like the second half of the year will actually be a trading loss. They expect conditions like this to continue through to the year end. Share price down just over 8% yesterday. It's under a dollar now. Start of the year, $1.60. So, yeah, look, tough times for retailers.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, though, is not doing it tough. It's up 261 points. It's up 0.2%, 39,410. The S&P 500 down small, 5485. And the NASDAQ's down, it's actually down 0.86% now, 151 points, 17,538. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.5%, 8281. The Nikkei was also up just over 0.5%, 38,804. The Shanghai Composite lost 1.17% yesterday, 2,963. The Aussies were weaker to start the week, down 62 points, 0.8%, 7,733. And the local market, the NZX 50, we lost 54 points to close 11,627. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale foreign exchange markets will buy you 0.6121 US, 0.9200 Aussie, 0.5707 euro, 0.4828 pounds, 97.76 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,332 and Brent crude $86.12.
Enjoy Melbourne. It's Melbourne, isn't it? You're going to, you've been to a full house at the MCG? It is at the MCG.
Never been. It is the MCG. This is my first bucket list. State of Origin, MCG.
It's a vibe.
Me and a few other people.
Well, it's always you and a few other people. That's how your posse rolls, Andrew. You have a good time. We'll see you in a couple of days. Andrew Gallagher, okay. JMIWealth.co.nz.